So this is the typical presentation you might see at a board of directors level. It's not representative of Celanese's data. I feel I should throw that out as a disclaimer. But what we're looking at is a series of risks, and we're taking a look at the probability of them occurring, the impact if they occur, and the cost to remediate them. And so spending time on an exercise like this is critical to deploying resources, because while cybersecurity does have a rapidly increasing budget, the challenge is that that budget will not expand forever, and you can spend a lot of money on very little effect. So when we take a look at this graph like this or a situation like this, what we're really trying to figure out is what things will have a significant impact to the business. And that means denial of service, availability, brand impact, reputational impact, et cetera, as well as traditional vectors such as loss of personal information or loss of company intellectual property. And then the second one is, what is the probability of that occurring? So we take a look and say, okay, the personal information is secured behind a segmented network that requires multi-factor authentication to get in and all kinds of technology to detect if it's going to take place. It would be very impactful if that information got out. The probability has been reduced because it takes a much more dedicated threat actor to get there. Now, if we take a look at those two things, we say, okay, that's very important, but it's a low probability of occurring, and it costs a lot of money to go beyond that state. So the real balancing act of my job is to figure out where we spend the money that has more impact, and this type of model is what we use to report to our board. It shows how we intend to address the risks, how we've assessed the risks, and why we're spending money where we're spending money. If you're not performing this type of analysis, and if your clients are performing this type of analysis, I highly encourage it. It actually allows you to quantify where you intend to spend rather than qualifying what you expect to get out of it.
And one really important thing here, and I hope it's come through throughout the conference today, is there is no one-size-fits-all. The risks that you are exposed to and the probability of those risks depends a lot on your industry sector, among other factors. It can depend on your business model. So, for example...